Texte numéro 26. Earth's Final Frontier, the global race to map the entire ocean floor. On a wall facing Vicky Farini's desk hangs a giant map of the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. At 6 feet by 8 feet, it's the largest size available on the printer at the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory, where she works as a geoinformatics researcher. The map is busier than a usual world map. Rather than showing featureless, flat blue ocean, here the sea floor bursts with detail, mountains, canyons, channels, and plains that resemble the texture of land. Mapping is a particular challenge when it comes to the ocean, the vast majority of which is not just unmapped, but unknown. Farini's map is humanity's best effort to date, a crucial document in what has become a race to map the entire sea floor by the end of the decade. The race officially kicked off in 2017 at the United Nations Ocean Conference in New York City. When it began, around 6% of the ocean was mapped in accurate detail. The stakes are high. A series of reports have warned of the ocean's impending collapse. The first World Ocean Assessment, published by the UN Environment Programme in 2015, revealed that the ocean's very ability to function was in jeopardy. The following year, an OECD report estimated that the ocean economy employed 31 million people full-time and generated $1.5 trillion each year. Maps, or the lack thereof, play a role in nearly every critical ocean issue, from sea level rise to ocean acidification to biodiversity. It's often said that humanity knows more about the surface of the moon than we do the sea floor. But we tend to skip over why it is so difficult to map the sea floor. There is a massive obstacle in the way called the ocean. Light travels far and fast in space, but the laser altimeters that we use to chart celestial bodies are ineffective in water. The lasers are simply absorbed. Sound, on the other hand, travels more efficiently underwater than it does in air. The gold standard for seafloor mapping today is a multi-beam echo sounder which can be attached directly onto the hull of a ship. A potential controversy is whether mapping introduces more noise to an already noisy ocean. Air guns, naval sonar, and shipping traffic are increasingly edging out marine mammals that rely on sound to hunt, navigate, and communicate. One way to reduce noise is to crowdsource from ships that are already charting the ocean. Crowdsourcing is crucial, from cruise ships, hydrographic offices, even weekend boaters with a decent sounder. By itself, a single ship would need 200 years to map the rest of the uncharted seas. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2020.